Ladies and gentlemen, Masonites and Masonettes, Mr. Dave Mason.
Thank you. better come see me one day. I mean, stuffed and mammy like trickery. let's see here. Let's do a little something here. 40,000 hit.
Bye. Thank you.
people can't stop worrying, can't stop loving. guitar picking this out, I'm playing the band, but this boy can play guitar.
Out as one can be, it's the speech you said. It's to tell a story, sanity. Tears that are unspoken words, tears that are true.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
with the current trend of today and stuff, is that I've kind of felt that putting out new material was an exercise in futility. And although some things are starting to change, I noticed they're changing down here at the mansion, and that is radio. And problem is, for artists like me, is I got new material. I mean, the hair's gone, the 28-inch waist is gone, but the rest of it's still working just fine. Voice is still there. I'm still singing songs in the same key I sang them in when I was 20 years old. So. So, the fact is that getting signed to a record label and stuff is not really an option for someone my age. And the other part about it is, on a national level, there's Sirius and XM. And like I said, I noticed that there's some stations starting up down here, which is cool, which is great. But on a national level, there's no real radio like the old days of FM. There's no DJs out there. Okay? And so, you know, there's classic rock radio, but they play all the stuff you've got at home already. And they don't play new stuff, per se. So it's hard to get stuff heard. So I've been trying to think, what the hell am I going to do to get around this? And the only thing I can come up with, because I'm pretty computers literate, I've been using them for a while, and I figured, you know, maybe I could just get the label and all the rest of it out of the way and go straight to you, the fans. And I'm thinking, well, how do you do that? So for the last year, and after the show, there's, if you want to purchase some CDs and stuff, and whatever I have out there, I'd be happy to come out there and shake babies, kiss hands, and sign things for you, which I won't do after the show. But also out there, what I've decided to do, and what's been working for the last year on the road, is I've just been collecting email addresses. Don't need vital statistics, don't need your name. So if you're interested in finding out whether there's new stuff available from Dave, on the way out, if you want to, just put an email address down for me so that I can let you know. I don't use it for anything else. You're not going to get spammed. You're not going to get a bunch of, you know, bullshit coming at you. But, so that's the deal. That's the way I figured out to get around this, is just go straight to you people direct from me. And that's the end of my Tupperware speech. Now I'll do one more new song for you. This is a, you know, after we got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, Traffic, we're all English boys. And then I came to America when I was 22 when I moved here. And we all kind of moved together. Jim Capaldi and I after the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Jim was the lyric guy behind Mr. Fantasy, Spark High and Boys, all those songs that I didn't write. Jim wrote all those lyrics, great lyric writer. And he and I were, we had bands together when we were kids, because we only grew up 12 miles apart. And Robert Plant and John Bonham grew up about 14 miles away from us, from a town called Worcester, England. So next time you hear some that Liam Perrin songs, you can think of me. So we had bands together, and so after the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we started to work on some new stuff. And then Jim got ill, went back to England, and he subsequently passed away from stomach cancer. So there's only me and Steve left from the original band. And about 6 months after he passed away, a mutual friend of ours brought me this tape of this song that he started. And it had a great chorus lyrically, and a great first word. Music was a little bit... It's kind of like a long evening with Leonard Cohen and a bottle of gin. It's a little bit depressing. So I decided I can write some different music to this, and I wrote a few more words, and I want to do this song for you. It's called How Do I Get to Heaven? Uh,
all try to figure out what we're doing here. Reflections and deceptions creeping in. Feel your head and your mind start to spin. How do I get to heaven? Take me back to where the road begins. How do I get to heaven?
Thank you. Thank you.
Acoustic guitar